Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How can I help you?
Yeah, Pete, it's John Burns. John Burns and Company. I called. I got a lease application for one of my clients. I was just trying to find out. He gets a brand new walk-in freezer cooler. It's going to be around $17,000. I just want to know what the if he has good credit, approximately what his payment. He's asked me. I don't know what his payment would be a month.
How did you contact us? Do we have a vendor relationship?
I already
with
got
you?
The information. I talked to a girl this morning. She sent me all the information.
Do you remember her name? Was it Nicole or?
I got it on email.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. Lena?
Lena.
L-E-N-A?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she works from home some days, doesn't really come into the office till about noon, so I don't have her right in front of me. But you said she contacted you and you filled an application for a customer. And, you know,
yeah, well, I haven't done it yet. The customer's asked me, it's about $17,000. It's a brand new walk-ins. The question is, how much a month, approximately? It's not going to be right. What do you think we're going to be paying a month? That's what I need. I need somebody there to tell me that.
That's pretty tough from, you know, just off of my head. You know, $17,000. With the equipment, it's pretty much like a typical car lease, like a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments.
Well, I understand.
Yeah. So let's say
just
we
give me an idea what that would be. I don't know.
So,
well, I got to tell him something. I'm in competition here.
Yeah, no, of course. Okay, well,
I'm going against Marlin Leasing.
Okay. So with absolutely no interest at all, it breaks. You know, 5 year term is right around 284. So you know, I could probably say anywhere between 350. You know what I mean? Can't imagine too much higher.
Do they have to pay first and last when they do it? They got to pay first and last, or just first?
It depends on the specific deal that we get you. We have a couple different programs for equipment financing. For the most part, it's pretty standard, like a first and last payment. And sometimes we handle it, or if the customer just wants to do it and we'll reimburse you on the back end, you know, I've done that before. So
I'll tell you all about then. So who do I contact, you or someone else, or?
Yeah, you know what? Did Lena have her information on the bottom of the email she sent you? It should be there on, you know, her personal line, her direct.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to call you because I'm at the place now. So I'm going to call you back. I'm in here now. I just had to walk in. The guy caught me in. So I'll call you as soon as I figure out what he's going to do. How he's going to do this.
Yeah, man. I mean, it should be in that, you know, like I said, that, you know, it can't be too much more than like 350, you know, a month. And that's on a 5 year term, so.
Well, that's good. And then it's all deductible, right? How much can they deduct off of equipment?
I think the $179 this year, they put it out before they usually do, like the number. I think it's $500,000, honestly. You know, obviously, did do a little bit of research on it, but I'm pretty sure off the top of my head, it's $500,000.
So, I mean, if they pay $4,000 a year, can they deduct it off their corporate taxes, or how they do to itemize it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can just write that off of your business taxes. I'm not sure how.
Would that be money back in their pocket for that? Would they get
I'm gonna be totally honest, like I have not too much of a clue there. That's not really something I deal with as far as, you know, I don't really run my own business here.
All right, sounds good. I'll play right here. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you. Take care.